Hola, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But anyway you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante y yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by
Dancing Crew, Trip for Two, Nail the Final Interview, Game with Doug, Brand New Mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome, welcome to this episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I'm your host, Marty Angel. If you've been listening to this podcast, I'm so incredibly grateful. If you have been listening to the video cast, I am so incredibly grateful. Either way you look at it, I'm incredibly grateful. This is a bilingual podcast. I want to remind you because I want you to understand que a veces hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés. Sometimes we speak Spanish, sometimes we speak English. So bilingual, take it if you don't, if you're monolingual, take it as an opportunity to learn how things fit in English and in Spanish. But today, I really want to work with you. I want to unpack mujerpreneur. I want to help you unpack the difference between passion versus purpose before you actually get into the new year. It's incredibly important for me as your Latina biz coach to really help you to unpack this, because if you understand the difference between passion and purpose, it's going to bring more clarity to you on who you serve. Welcome, everybody. Again, my name is Marty Angel. I am your host, and welcome to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. What do you do, Marty, as a Latina biz coach? Well, here is what I do is I help you get better at what you do, basically. That's what I do. What's my passion and my purpose? To help the bilingual, the Latina, the BIPOC woman gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock the six-figure biz. It's a passion of mine to work with the Latinas, but it's my purpose to make sure that you rock your six figures. So let's talk about that. Let me give you three easy ways that you can actually learn to unpack this, the difference between passion
versus purpose, because this is a tricky subject. You know, people think that passion and purpose are two peas in a pod. Todos piensan que el propósito y tu pasión son lo mismo en negocios. But that's not true. They're so different. There's so much difference in them that they're, and so much similarity that they're also at a point in our business world that they're used interchangeably. But I'm going to present the idea that passion and purpose are more like peanut butter and jelly. All right. Les voy a presentar ahora. Vamos a desenvolver esta red de la pasión y el propósito. Les voy a enseñar que porque todo mundo cree que son igual. Es lo mismo. Tu pasión es tu propósito. No. Your passion and your purpose are two different things. Like I said, let me help you begin to understand it to the point where you can go and explain it to somebody else. Passion and purpose are so individually different from one another that when you combine them, they make magic just like peanut butter and jelly. When you combine the two in a sandwich, they are so good. So whether it's passion or whether it's your purpose that you're after, having both of your buckets filled with, you know, with what goes in each bucket, with what goes in each bucket. So passion and purpose are two different buckets. But when you have those both filled, it can give you the utmost satisfaction and fulfillment, especially when you're ready to hit that ground running in 2023. So I'm here to help you unpack it so you can fulfill both your passion and your purpose in 2023. It's important that you differentiate the two so that you can easily identify both of them in all of your business experiences. ¿Por qué es tan importante? Saber la diferencia entre tu pasión y tu propósito es porque si tú sabes la diferencia, te va a ayudar en tu negocio sumamente para que arranques en 2023 con una fuerza increíble. So today, let me bring you just three easy ways that you can actually define the difference between a passion and your purpose. So let's take a look at number one. Number one, passion. Here's an easy way. Passion is for you and purpose is for others. In Spanish, pasión es para ti. Es lo que te apasiona a ti. Tu propósito es lo que haces para otras personas. So back to English, likely my favorite distinction between passion and versus purpose is the inward versus outward outlook. Where passion is what the world gives you, purpose is what you give to the world. Let me repeat that. Where passion is what the world gives you, purpose is what you give to the world. Right? So in other words, you know, remember me, passion, you, I give, you know, what I do for you is my purpose. My purpose is to help you, the mujerpreneur, the bilingual, the BIPOC woman, mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order. That's my purpose. What's my passion? My passion is working with you guys, working with the bilingual Latina BIPOC woman. That's my passion. I love working with you guys, right? So passion is the world's gift to you. So you mujeres are you're a gift to me. The fact that I get to work with you is a gift to me. But Purpose is what I give you. That's how I work with you so that you can give your gift to the world. So if you're wondering how passion and purpose are related, you've got to look to a, you know, an author. I don't know if you're familiar with Jay Shetty. I've been doing a couple of his meditations. I've actually really seen him online, with the company that I choose to partner with in my network marketing company, had him as a speaker at the convention. And talk about deep. He is really deep. And let me just share with you his quote unquote definition of the difference between passion and purpose. Your passion is for you and your purpose is for others. When you use your passion in the service of others, it becomes your purpose. Beautiful, beautiful. When you use your passion in the service of others, it becomes your purpose, right? So you can turn one of your passions into your purpose by using it to serve the greater good. So my greater good, my passion is working with a bilingual BIPOC woman. And because I am, you know, I am so blessed to be working with you and help you unpack this thing about who is my target market? Who is my ideal customer? Who is my niche? You know, what is my niche? That is now my purpose. My purpose is to help you gain clarity and focus on who you serve. So your purpose is the intersection between your passion, your mission, your profession, and your vocation. Now, I have a Venn diagram. I used to be an algebra teacher. So in order for me to explain this passion versus purpose, I have created a Venn diagram. If you would like to get your hands on this Venn diagram, make sure to find me on, you know, everywhere on social media, anywhere you're listening to this podcast, make sure to find me, DM me and say, I would like the Venn diagram of passion versus purpose, right? So I put the onus on you to come and find me and I will send it to you free. You're going to love it because it's going to, for all of you visual learners, it's going to teach you how it intersects. It's going to be amazing when you see it. It's like going to be so clear. Remember, you've got to reach out on me. The onus is on you. Si tú quieres saber, quieres un visual en la diferencia entre tu pasión y tu propósito, mándame un DM. En mi Instagram, en donde quiera que me encuentres, aquí en YouTube, mándame un mensaje que dice, por favor, dame el Venn diagram. Lo puse en Venn porque para mí es más fácil. Antes yo enseñaba en el colegio álgebra, así es que un Venn diagram para mí es fácil. Y se los regalo a ustedes, pero ustedes tienen que buscarme a mí. Okay. So let's get back to it. Passion, among other ingredients, make up your purpose. So while this format may apply to some people who are still in their careers, the main takeaway for achieving your ideal retirement lifestyle is something that serves you, and purpose is something that you do to serve others. Remember that. Passion is one of the multiple components that make up your purpose. It's sort of like an ingredient, right? So, like for me, I find that my purpose is to give back to the Latina world, to give back to the mujerpreneurs, and I volunteer, and my passion is going to allow me to live my legacy of leaving a legacy of Latina leaders. That's my purpose. My purpose is to leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind me. So it's important, but let's take a look at, you know, another way to look at it. If you're a pet lover and you are absolutely passionate about animals, but if you're an animal rescuer and you're absolutely passionate about animals and fulfilling your purpose about saving them too, well, then that's your purpose. Your purpose is you're passionate to work with animals, but your purpose is that you're going to help them because you're saving them. Maybe you rescue dogs. Maybe, you know, put another way, an animal rescuer and a pet owner may be passionate about animals, but only the person that's actually rescuing them, the animal rescuer, is the one that has the purpose, right? So now, number two, let's go into number two. Passion is about emotions, while purpose is the reason behind the emotions. Okay, en español, tu pasión son tus emociones, es todo de las emociones. Y tu propósito es la razón atrás de esas emociones. So, you know, another take on passion versus purpose is based on emotions. While passion is something that excites you and lights your fire of emotions inside of you, purpose is the driving reason behind those emotions. So again, I use myself as an example. My passion is to really empower that mujerpreneur, you know, and the emotions behind it is that it gives me that feeling of that feeling of exhilaration, that feeling that I'm worth something, that feeling that I'm creating some sort of good. So that is the purpose that's driving my passion, right? Again, passion is about your emotions and purpose is the reason behind your emotions. So my passion is working with Latinas, but my purpose is to help empower you to get to that six-figure income level. Why? Because I get so exhilarated helping you by giving you different strategies in order to do it. I believe in multiple streams of income and I teach you multiple streams of income, right? But let's go to the dictionary definition. Passion is any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling, right? Again, passion is any, the dictionary says, passion is any powerful or compelling emotion or feeling. It is literally an emotion, whether love or hate. And emotions can be put into terms of energy. According to Oprah, passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you, right? So I love thinking about my passion because it means that, you know, that's something that can be created from within. It's fluid. You can work on it and develop the excitement for it. That's your passion. Like music, like singing, like dancing, right? And why do you do it? That's your passion, but why do you do it? You do it because you want to see the smile on somebody else's face. You want to share with the world your music so that they can have a smile on their face, right? So your passion for playing or performing music is likely developed, right? So that's your passion. For instance, you're probably not passionate about playing the piano if you've only learned three chords. It's tough to feel excited about something before becoming knowledgeable or skilled at it. Likewise, from a listening perspective, some songs might excite more passion and emotion in you once you've acquired a taste for them. Or maybe you have a newfound appreciation for a song after hearing it in a certain context, like in a movie, right? Either way, your passion and emotions toward the movie, toward the music, excuse me, are conjured up from the inside and they can be developed. Whereas purpose now, purpose is the reason for your emotion and remains prevalent. So, in other words, when back to the music example, while music can bring you happiness or joy, it's not your purpose to simply just listen to it or perform it. Your purpose usually is because you want to perform it so that you can excite others by writing melodies and orchestrating songs and performing them so that you can ignite an emotion from them, right? So I hope that you're becoming clearer between passion and purpose, right? So the purpose of life is not to be happy. According to Ralph Waldo Emerson, it is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have it make a difference that you have lived and that you have helped others live well. So I hope this is becoming a little more clear. The last explanation I can to bring more clarity is, think of it this way. Passion is your what and purpose is your why. What do I do? I work with Latina, bilingual, BIPOC, mujerpreneurs. Why? So that I can help them up level from brick and mortar to click and order, and they can rock their six-figure biz. It turns me totally on to see somebody making a six-figure income, especially the Latina, the BIPOC woman, and the bilingual. Why? Because, you know, it's been my purpose to always help the underserved, the underprivileged, and the underrepresented. And that's, unfortunately, that's what we are as mujerpreneurs. So similar to the emotional take on passion versus purpose, each one of these outlines, you know, the difference between a what and a why. So what, remember, what did I say? What is your passion and why is your purpose, right? So your passion is what, your purpose is why. Ask yourself, what are you trying to do and why? So let me give you an example. I have a student of mine and she's a beautiful, awesome fitness instructor. And she's now changed over to becoming a mujerpreneur. And so I know what her passion is. Her passion is working out. The woman's always working out even in her sleep, right? What I'm trying to help her define is why she does it, besides the fact that she loves to do it. Why? What are the results that you're going to give to others? That's why people follow you. That's why people buy from you. That's why people don't mind when they're buying from you, because of your purpose, right? Your purpose. You like fitness. You like working out every day. You like teaching fit, but why? What is it that your why is going to elicit? How is that going to help others? Right? That why. So take cooking, for example. You can develop a passion for learning new recipes, cooking meals, and drumming up your own concoctions. It's a flexible skill and interests that change and they develop as you hone in. But purpose, on the other hand, is your why. So perhaps purpose is the reason for which something exists or is done or is made or is used, right? En español, es importante que entiendan que el propósito es siempre algo que tú haces para otras personas. Tu pasión es tu qué y tu propósito es tu por qué. ¿Qué es lo que haces? Tu pasión. Y el propósito, ¿por qué lo haces? ¿Verdad? Entonces, por ejemplo, si tú a ti te gusta cocinar, quieres ser chef y te fascina cocinar, te fascina estar en la cocina, te fascina crear cosas, esa es tu pasión. Pero al momento que dices, me fascina enseñar a otras cómo cocinar, entonces allí es tu propósito. A mí me fascina cocinar porque así les puedo y aprender porque así lo que aprendo les puedo enseñar a la gente, ¿verdad? Ahí está tu propósito. Muy diferente. Es sumamente importante que entiendan la diferencia. ¿Por qué? Porque en 2023 va a ser, nunca hago predicciones, pero esta vez sí, va a ser más importante que sepamos claramente la diferencia en tu pasión y tu propósito. In 2023, I don't make predictions, but for some reason, my angels are talking to me right now. And they're telling me that if you want to be a truly successful mujerpreneur, you are going to need to understand without a shadow of a doubt your passion and your purpose, right? So think of your why as your limbic brain and your what is the neocortex, right? So it's important. Simon Sinek has this beautiful book. If you haven't read it, I highly suggest you go out and get it. El libro de Simon Sinek, que dice, tu why, ¿verdad? Es muy importante. Es muy importante que lo vayan a leer. It's really important that you read it if you really want to learn this, right? And so he says, it's only when there's a roadblock or you're struggling or something's not going right that you start thinking, why am I on this road in the first place? And as mujerpreneurs, I can tell you that we think about that a lot. And that's what why means. It means before you get in the car, you actually have a sense of destination. So you need to know what purpose it has or that passion will die out. And that's really the truth of the matter is if you don't have the purpose, your passion will just create, will die out, or it will just create a hobby, right? Because a person that's passionate about, like they used to say to me, I was a fitness enthusiast, right? I used to teach fitness, right? But I had a passion for teaching fitness because I like to affect change in the other persons in my students' body, mind, and spirit. So I was, even then, I knew the difference between passion versus purpose. So you can have multiple passions, but you can only truly have one purpose. My friends, I really hope that you found value in this today as we unpack the difference between passion and purpose. And if you did, would you please do me the favor and share it out with somebody else? With somebody else who is a mujerpreneur, somebody else who's an entrepreneur, somebody else who may be working to move ahead in their career? Because truly, knowing the difference between passion and purpose is going to be the number one key to your success in 2023. I am so incredibly grateful to each and every one of you. If you're watching this on the YouTube channel, remember to hit the bell and subscribe so that when I go live, you are notified. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits, you are listening anywhere you listen to your favorite shows. I am so incredibly grateful to you and to all my watchers and listeners. And remember to find me. Remember to please come out and find me. I love reading your DMs, your messages. So please find me. And remember to say hi. I love saying hello, right? So, mujeres, and if you're ever looking for a coach, aquí estoy. I would be honored to be your coach. If you want to find more information about coaching with me, go to www.martyangel.com. And let's glide into 2023 and let's rock those six figures in 2023. As always, I am so incredibly grateful. Gracias por estar aquí. Acuérdense, si quieren saber más de trabajar conmigo, vayan a martyangel.com. Have a great one, everybody. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.